DW.
Huge waves roll onto the wide sandy beach against a backdrop of stunning mountains covered in lush green trees. The ocean just off the Longa coast of Indonesia's Aceh province is a surfer's paradise. But even if you don't surf, it's a wonderful beach to enjoy. Along the small path leading up to the beach, there's a sign warning people in English to dress according to local customs. There are two pictograms of a woman wearing a bikini, that's a no-no, alongside a pictogram showing a woman covering her whole body. Under Islamic law, only a woman's face and hands are supposed to be visible to any man that's not her husband or a close relative. I head to a nearby beach bar under a wooden roof. It's a relaxed atmosphere, but almost all of the few guests here are male. I ask Alex, who runs the bar, why there are so few women here.
Yesterday we have five women serve in water, but the woman here difficult to wear like bikini, you know, because so we in Aceh we have like saria, but there is no like in Bali. In Bali bikini okay, no problem, because so different culture. In here we here in Aceh Muslim, but in Bali Hindu. In Hindu it's okay, no problem for bikini, you know.
Alex is from Aceh and loves surfing too. After the devastating tsunami in 2004, many locals were afraid to go near the water, but they have slowly come back. Alex says people here have become stricter about religious customs ever since the tsunami hit. According to Islam, women are supposed to cover themselves when they hit puberty, but now many parents make their daughters wear hijab or a headscarf at a very young age.
In Aceh, but somewhere around in Aceh, so we do hijab, yeah? After 10, they do hijab. But now in basic school, they do hijab too for the girls. Now starting in basic school, starting on 6 or 7.
Women are also supposed to cover their whole bodies from head to toe. That means long sleeves, even in the sweltering heat. Alex says he's never seen the Sharia police on the beach, and tourists are given some leeway anyway. His cousin Rudy runs a guest house that mostly accommodates surfers, and me. I ask him why there are hardly any female tourists.
I believe it's more male guests compared to female because of the, you know, quite a strict rule in the village. You know, most women, they're a bit afraid, but, you know, this is the village rule. You have to respect it, you know. It's not like Bali, you can just, you know, wear dresses, whatever you want. But here, for women, they must wear more, a bit polite, you know, to cover stuff. For me, it's just good, you know. This is like more cultural values.
Rudy grew up here, but lived in the U.S. for a long time until he decided to come back to start his business. He says he's had a few guests who have been wearing a bikini around here. But then locals are quick to point out what's appropriate.
Yeah, if they don't know or they don't care, people are coming and tell them, okay, you shouldn't wear this here walking around the village. It's not good for the children. You know, they see stuff they shouldn't see. Also, the wives are getting angry because, hey, why are you wearing this? You know, it's not good. You know, my husband's like looking at you, so, yeah, something like that.
I, for one, don't encounter any angry wives. In fact, an older couple decides to give me a ride on their rickshaw along the dirt path back to the village, even though my dress doesn't go all the way down to my ankles, but ends just below my knees. It seems like things are not always as strict after all. For foreigners, that is. Back at Rudy's, I'm told tourists are even allowed to drink alcohol.
You can drink, you know, since you are foreigners. You are giving leniency. For locals, we cannot, because we are as a Muslim. But since you are from a different countries and then different beliefs, we respect that, you know. You can drink, but you shouldn't get drunk if you don't cause any trouble.
But Rudy is quick to add he himself doesn't sell alcohol here, even though it would mean good business. Selling alcohol is punishable by caning here. Just this February, an Indonesian couple was caned for what's deemed affectionate contact between an unmarried couple and received 25 lashes each in the provincial capital of Banda Aceh. A local Christian couple was also caned for playing a children's game that lets people exchange coins for prizes, including cash, which authorities said was gambling. Aceh is the only province in Muslim-majority Indonesia that's under Sharia law. It was a concession made in 2001 by the national government, intended to calm separatist sentiments. However, not everyone was in favor of Sharia law. In 2005, the Aceh Peace Treaty ended nearly 30 years of conflict and granted the province special autonomy. The draw for most Western tourists traveling to Aceh province seems to be the beaches. But not all of them seem to know the rules around here, says an Australian traveler who wants to remain anonymous. He knows the region very well since he came here to help after the tsunami had struck. He tells me he's met many visitors who didn't even know Aceh was under Sharia law.
There's some girls just, take their clothes off and just had their bikinis on and started sunbaking, and that was early on when the homestay here had just opened, and that caught the local owner by surprise. And I know he's, a practicing Muslim and of complies, I think, with all that. So he kind of had to build a fence to ensure that the people outside didn't kind of see in, just to try and cover it up. The girls weren't aware of what the culture is like here, and they obviously didn't do their research to get here and just strip straight down to your bikini and start sunbaking is definitely a no-no.
He's from the Australian Gold Coast and an avid surfer. He says Aceh is perfect because it has great waves and is not so packed compared to surf spots in Australia or Bali. He says the tourism provides a livelihood for many locals here. But Aceh also had to walk the fine line between Sharia law and attracting tourists. Back in Banda Aceh, I sit down with Ramadani Sulaiman, who works for the tourism ministry. I ask him how difficult it is to promote Aceh as a beach destination if women can't wear bikinis.
It's hard for us in how to make peace in Aceh. This is more important instead of talking about bikini. We don't think that there will be a problem when people, especially foreign people, visit Aceh. They try to do something against to our religion. We believe that all tourists will visit Aceh, they have learned before about Aceh perspective, that we don't do like, bikini or something, but they will come to Aceh and they will respect our local customs, especially the ladies. They can wear like a scarf, you know, to cover up their heads. But this is not important. At least they can understand that we really appreciate our values in Aceh. And of course, Aceh with our religion, Islam, is not something like very fundamentalist or radicalism, but Aceh with our Islam is very tolerant, very modern, and we respect everyone.
Many tourists in Aceh come from within Indonesia, and many foreign tourists come from Muslim-majority nation Malaysia. And the tourism ministry wants to attract more tourists from the Middle East. Aceh has been branding itself as a halal tourism destination, the Light of Aceh, setting itself up as a Muslim-friendly travel destination, but inviting both Muslim and non-Muslim tourists to come explore. Sarah Steffen, DW, Aceh Province.
DW